Harvesters working overtime. Welcome and hello again, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
Of course, it's a beautiful day today, and this is the kind of fall weather we always look for. But up until this week, we just hadn't seen many of these days this fall.
Williamson County grain farmer Eddie Sanders talking about this week's weather as he and other farmers across the state finally getting to take advantage of the dry days and bright sunshine to finish off their corn harvest and start earnestly in their soybean fields.
You know, I've had to where maybe November it gets to raining, but usually the September and October we'll get dry weather and the crop will mature pretty normal and we can get started. Now, if we don't get it out, a lot of times you can expect it by Thanksgiving. Usually I try to be through by Thanksgiving, and if it goes to raining, you just have to expect that.
But no one expected the record rainfall for September and October, and while statewide farmers have made up a lot of ground this week with their corn and soybeans, there's still a long ways to go.
I thought there for a while back through September and early part of October that I was beginning to wonder whether we was even going to get a crop out of the field, and one of the better ones we've ever had sitting there looking at us, and that really kind of wears on you. But as long as the sun shines and the machines hold together, we're gonna keep hammering on it until we get the crop out.
Eddie Sanders said he did finish getting his corn out this week and now full attention on those soybeans. And that's much the same scenario for farmers statewide and across much of the Corn Belt, when it's amazing what a few good days can do.
The combines are rolling, and as long as they'll hold together, things are looking better anyway.
Hope all of you have a safe day. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.